host, El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's another week and a right smack dab in the middle of summer. Beautiful. This is my favorite time of year. I love it, man. Now, where we live, as I mentioned, the El Pacifico here in the land of fog and sea lions, occasionally it gets kind of cool. What was it like today, bud?
A little cloudy today,
but it was a nice weekend, and hope you're having a good time wherever you are. Our number is 877-876-7445. We're online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. And a brand new podcast out today, episode 24. It is Doug Danger and this gay vision thing he was talking about not too long ago. That is our episode 24 podcast, and it is free. It's the free Phil Hendry podcast. If you go to our homepage, you'll see our podcast banner. Hit that, bang, takes you to the free Phil Hendry podcast. And also a brand new addition to the archives on our website, the Lost Milwaukee Lions Archive. It was the play-by-play, some of the most bizarre play-by-play you've ever heard in your life, of a old football team called the Milwaukee Lions that we actually have on our site. Check it out. It's weird. 877-876-7445. In London right now, Margaret Gray, who's, I guess she's up a little late. Don't tell me, Margaret, it is, because I remember, is it in the morning there?
Yes, it's in the morning. Do you know what time?
It's after 7.
It is exactly after 7 o'clock, Bill, and I'm getting a very early coffee. I'm on my way over to one of the venues. I want to see some of, before they actually get into the competing, I want to get over to some of the track and field. So a bunch of us will get into the press bus, and we'll get over to that. But it's been a very interesting time so far, and I thought it was interesting listening to your caller about the gymnastics, because I do have some observations on that.
Well, we were talking about something a little bit different. We were talking about the training that some of the young ladies. Now, I know you saw the men, and don't give away what you know, because I know you're ahead of us, and a lot of us are watching it on tape right now.
No, I totally understand that, Phil. No, really, I was at the gymnastic venue, and I was watching some of the warming up, and I said to Bill Fleischer, who is one of the Olympic Committee members, and I also said it to Dean Ellum, who is a writer here, he's with the Denver Post, that I heard what the other gentleman said. I don't have any criticism at all of those wonderful young ladies and what they are trying. And I agree 100% with your callers, Bill. It's a dream, and it's a dream that you want to see realized. And to that end, I'm very proud of them, and I love my country. So I don't have any problems there.
Okay.
And as I'm speaking to you, I can see the, because we're just outside of the NBC relay their control room, and I can see the swimming, and I can tell you you're in for a, well, I better not say.
Yeah, don't let us know. Okay, don't let us know.
Well, I can tell you that there is some excitement.
All right.
Phil, but getting back to the gymnastics, I saw the men competing last evening, which you were watching earlier, and I'm a female reporter. Now, this is the crux of what I'm saying. I'm not saying I don't want them to do what they're doing. I am not saying I don't want them to enjoy what they're doing. I'm not saying I don't love my country, and I'm not saying that I don't love gymnastics. I do. But I'm a woman, Phil, and I've been tasked to report on the Olympics. Specifically, I've been tasked to report on the gymnastics, the men's gymnastics. And I ask you and I ask your listeners to please consider this. What I am asking to do, and I just saw did you see the Japanese one?
Yeah, I saw that.
It's exciting, not because I didn't want America to win, but I don't remember the Japanese winning a swimming event ever. So I think this does a lot for the Japanese program and the notion that the Japanese are not able, there's been an awful lot of talk, and I find it very racist, that Japanese are just not made to swim. So I think...
I've never heard that. I just saw, yes, the Japanese swimmer win. I've never heard that at all.
Well, we aren't going to hear any more of it. we just saw the Japanese win that heat. So I'm very, very happy for them. My point, Phil, that I want to make is that as a woman covering these events...
Now, but by the way, that was a semifinal that we just saw. So the Japanese, and they came, they got a little close to the world record, but they didn't win it.
That was not a medal round?
No, it was not a medal round.
All right, then I misspoke. I thought that that was a big deal for them, but they didn't win anything, did they?
No, they didn't. It's a semifinal round. Let's not talk about whether Japanese are good swimming.
No. What are you saying?
I'm saying that the conversation tonight has gotten asinine. Not you, but with other callers. This other gentleman I had on the line talking about swinging from vines. I just don't want to go there.
No, Phil, I don't either. I'm saying to you that we just saw one of the Japanese win a semifinal. That puts to a lie the common held belief that Asians or Orientals, or whatever you want to call, aren't good at, you know, this traditional ridiculous notion of floating. That's all I'm saying.
I've never heard that before. I've heard a lot of racism when it comes to floating and swimming applied to a lot of different people, but I never heard it applied to the Asians.
Well, then, Phil, you need to be a reporter, because I have.
All right, let's get off of that and get back to what we're talking about. You're a woman. You're reporting on the men's gymnastics.
Yes, I am a female. I've got a husband and a son at home, Phil. And I have been asked to come out and cover the men's gymnastics, which I am very happy to do. In exchange for that, in exchange for the support that I give my country, in exchange for the loyalty that I show my country, and in exchange for my wanting to report this as fairly and as accurately as possible, I am hoping that the U.S. Olympic Committee and the other Olympic committees will show some decency in the floor exercises among the men in gymnastics. And I'm just not seeing that. And I know you'll want me to be specific.
Yes, I would. You're talking about decency.
I am talking about... Again, I'm not saying anything is being done on purpose, and I think if there was any kind of redeeming quality to Mr. Bozell's conversation this evening, it's that he did say it wasn't on purpose. But when these men go into these floor exercises where they're lifting their legs behind their heads and the thighs, this is actually very, very insulting, and I don't see any point for it. And so that is when we talk about...
All right, Margaret, I got to interrupt you here. You're talking about the floor exercises in gymnastics.
Yes, which have been completed, by the way, and you asked me not to say who won, and I won't.
Okay. But you're talking about the floor exercises. Be specific.
Well, I was told by Mr. Dickman not to be specific because he was afraid it would run afoul of decency.
Well, I don't know what's going to run afoul of it, bud.
She's talking about the exercise that a guy does where his legs are going back.
Yeah, let me explain.
No, I want you to be specific, okay? Otherwise, I don't know what you're talking about.
There is a floor exercise where the gymnasts are putting, literally, they're putting their feet and their legs and their thighs behind their heads. It is obvious and it is crude. And I'd like them to replace...
That is a test of some kind of flexibility. And...
Well, Phil, it may be, and there's a lot of different ways of showing that. I'd like them to show a little bit of class. I'm a woman, all right? We don't...
No, I understand you're a woman, but you are there to report on a very traditional gymnastic exercise, a gymnastic pose or posture that has been around for a long time. And I would think you're expected to view it in that light.
I am a woman, and there are a great many women reporting on these things for the first time. Show some respect. That's all.
Well, what are you asking them to do? Because there are female reporters, and because this is the first...
Yes, because there are female reporters, and this is one of the first times that we've had full-time female reporters at the Olympics, we don't need to see these gymnastic exercises where a man is trying to get his crotch as close as he can to his mouth. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand that you are seeing this in entirely the wrong light. I understand.
No, Will, but Phil, I find that very judgmental.
Well, no, well, you're judging them. You're taking an Olympic exercise.
No, Phil.
No, hold on. You're taking an Olympic exercise that is a long-standing, long-time Olympic exercise, and you are all of a sudden, because you're a woman, applying some kind of a lascivious standard to it. Now, you just heard the man tonight. You said that you understood that we were upset with him and you weren't going to go that far. Don't you think you're being as silly?
I most certainly do not think I'm being as silly. I'm very offended that you put me in the same light with that man.
And well, you're saying that as a female reporter...
As a female reporter, as a woman, I don't want to see that kind of filth. And
well, it's not viewed as filth by these athletes.
Well, they need to understand what they're doing.
All right, let's take a break. 877-876-7445. We also have the medal round tonight of gymnastics. We're watching also some medal competition, I believe, in swimming. No, this is not medal. This is the this is quarterfinals or semifinals. We'll get you up to speed. Margaret Gray on the line with us, and I want to ask her about some of this stuff. 877-876-7445, 877-876-Phil. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-Phil. Here on the line with me is Margaret Gray from London, and she has been covering some of the events for our radio show and other news outlets. Margaret, I know you saw the men's floor exercise, also some of the swimming. I just saw some of... I don't want you to give us any finals, okay?
I won't do that, Phil, but I just saw the International Tribune, some of the papers over here reporting already, and I know that this is reaching the United States. So I don't know how much of this you want me to keep secret.
I'd like you to just not mention anything about the results, if that's okay.
Well, that's fine, but I do want to emphasize something. The men tonight did not... Well, I don't know what you want me to tell you.
You can tell me what you find... If you're finding fault with the men's... gymnastics.
I most certainly am finding fault with not just the U.S. men, though. I'm finding fault with all of the men. And the fault that I'm finding is that they're doing exercises that they are not mindful because of female reporters. They are not mindful that these exercises are, in my opinion and in the opinion of other women, offensive. And
well, okay, offensive, but you, so what I say to you, that these exercises, you said that's an exercise they're doing where they're bringing their crotches close to their mouths, and you know, you're, what you're doing is you're seeing this exercise in all of its lasciviousness, right?
No, I don't know what you mean by that. Are you saying I'm making something up?
No, you're not making up, yeah, well, yeah, you're imagining something.
Phil, I am not imagining anything. I talked to Joanne Wainwright, I talked... to Deanna Sherb, I talked to women, and I said, does that look to you like that man is trying to blank-blank himself? And they laughed and said yes.
All right, they might have laughed and said yes, which I think is a rather childish conversation for you to have while you're over there reporting on the Olympics. But did they say that...
Well, excuse me, what did you say?
I said it's very childish.
Yeah, that... You know, I'm a professional reporter, Phil. You don't question my professionalism. You don't do that. I don't care if it's you. I don't care who it is. You don't do it. You just go. Don't go there.
Well, I'm doing it, Margaret. If you're saying that you're looking at an exercise...
No. I'm not going to have it. I'm telling you what I saw.
Fine. All right. But if you're looking at these men performing these exercises in gymnastics and you're seeing a dirty thing...
I'm not even saying it's dirty. I'm saying I'm a woman, and I don't want to look at that, thank you very much. What about that, don't you understand?
Here's what I'm trying to say to you.
No, but don't talk down to me like you're my father.
I'm not talking down to you. Here is what I'm saying. What I'm saying. I'm not saying that this is the truth. I'm saying that this is what I'm thinking.
You know what I'd like? Can I say something?
You're not even going to let me finish.
Yes, but I just want to say one thing. What I need are women to back me up. What I need...
I doubt seriously if you're going to find that.
So now you're a woman, too. You really, the arrogance. It,
Margaret, what, you know, fine, I'm telling you that what you're seeing is a matter of perception. It's not a matter of what's actually going on.
And that means what? That I don't know that I'm looking at a man shoving his own legs behind his head? I'd love for women out there to set you straight, that when we watch these floor exercises of these men, and they know that there are millions of women watching, and they take their feet and they stick them behind their heads, I don't...
You know what, Margaret, that's fine. You know, we'll open up the phone lines. I doubt seriously if you're going to find anybody that agrees with you. What I'm telling you is, it is a matter of perception.
Well, it may be a matter of perception to you. You're not a woman. You don't know that when I see that as a woman, I feel harassed. I feel as if no time has elapsed. I'm just asking for them to eliminate that one exercise. If they can't do it, that's fine. Then I'm going home. I am not...
Well, you know what? I thought the gymnastics are over.
I don't know what else is in store, is all I'm saying. And you know something, Phil? As a means of protest, because I don't think you're really seeing my end of this, I'm going to tell you that China won the gold in the team all around. And I'm sorry. Are you getting angry?
Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I'm angry.
Well, you brought it on yourself.
How did I do that? By disagreeing with you?
Not by disagreeing with me. By insulting me and degrading me as a woman. And because of that, I'm telling you now, China won the all-around in gold in gymnastics.
And I asked you not to say anything. And now you're...
Yes, you did, but I didn't know I was going to come on your program and hear you essentially say, Margaret, when a man looks like he is trying to give himself a you-know-what, smile and enjoy it.
Well, I didn't say that.
Well, that's what... You know something? Yes, you did.
Okay, your perception... is this.
And you go, there you go again with your perception. So now I'm going to tell you, well...
You know what? I can hang up on you.
Yeah, you would.
It's very childish of you to come on here when I asked you not to say who won the gold medal in the men's all-around. I wanted that to be something that the people didn't have to hear on the radio, that they could go home and watch, because it's on right now.
I understand that, Phil. And for anyone out there that is upset with me for doing that, you've got Phil Hendry to thank for that. I'm not saying that these men are doing anything other than getting a couple of laughs out of doing that exercise. And there are others, Phil. I think what Mr. Bozell had to say was ridiculous, but I think there are some things in the Olympic competition that can be cleaned up. As far as the swimming goes, let's move on to this. The men have taken...
Wait. Hold on. Are you going to give me the results of swimming? Because I won't abide that.
No, I am not.
I'm not going to have that on the air. You've already blown the gold medal in the men's all-around floor exercises, gymnastics.
No, I didn't, Phil. You did.
Well, no, I won't accept that. I'm not going to have you do the same thing with the swimming.
I'm only going to say to you, Phil, that the men are wearing these black leotard-type swimsuits, and one or two of these guys have got them pulled all the way down. Very, very near to showing... The cleft between the buttocks. That also is childish. So this has turned into an asinine display for men who are in their 20s, going on 13, to show their ass, to give these demonstrations of how far back their legs can, their ankles can go behind their heads, etc., etc. And I even read a comment by your friend there, Mr. Opie Anthony.
Opie and Anthony.
I'm sorry?
Opie and Anthony. It's not Opie Anthony.
Well, I read a comment where he was applauding these women for being able to do that. So I'm saying if this is the kind of childishness that we're dealing with, then yes, I'm going home.
All right. Well, I'm just going to say this. You're seeing things that aren't there. But hold on for a minute. Let me finish. You're seeing things that aren't there. Your perception is off. And I haven't seen what you're saying in the swimming competition. They're pulling their leotard all the way down so you can see the cleft in their buttocks. 877-876-7445. I haven't seen anything in the men's floor exercise, any of the men's all-around gymnastics. Nothing that would say anything having to do with indecency. Margaret Gray is, once again, she's at the Olympics, and she's upset. And it might have something to do with her security clearance. So we'll find out about that when we come back. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Phil Henry Show.
877-876-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show. On the line with us here is Margaret Gray from the Olympic venue in London, or some of the venues. I know this right now you're having breakfast, Margaret, and you're talking about the men's gymnastics. You know, it's one thing to say that the exercises are offensive. It's another thing to say that they're doing it on purpose.
What do you mean by that?
In other words, that they're trying to offend.
Well, no, I don't think. I think they know, Phil, that there are a lot of female reporters, and that when they do certain exercises, like the one that I was mentioning, that they are, it's lascivious, and they get a laugh out of it. Because I was down near the training bench when one of the American gymnasts, I forget who, was on the floor, and he was executing this particular exercise. And he looked over at me, and he gave that smile as he pulled his ankles behind his head. So he's looking at me as if to say, watch this, while I give myself a you-know-what. I feel, look, I'm not going to play any games. I'm not here to be some sort of an object of ridicule. I think it's offensive to all women. It's offensive to see a man trying to give himself. This is something that men joke about. And in the Olympics, it's really childish.
Well, I got to tell you, you haven't listened to a word I've said. You don't think that it's possible that they might be doing this as a result of just a lot of training.
I know it's because it's the training, but I think they also know that it's funny.
877-876-7445 on the line here is Margaret Gray as we talk about the Olympics and the training that goes into the Olympics and the exercises that some of these guys have got to conduct. Some of the exercises that they have to do, which are pretty strenuous, they take a lot of stretching, and a lot of this has to do with stretching. Okay?
I know it has to do with stretching, though. There's a lot of ways of stretching. There's the splits, there's all kinds of things. You don't have to shove your own crotch so close to your...
Yeah, 877-876-7445. Let's go to San Diego. Dr. Sadler, go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Henry Show. How are you, sir?
Oh, hi, Phil. Margaret, this is Dr. Sadler. How are you?
I'm fine.
You probably, when you hear my name, you probably immediately get defensive because you think that I'm calling in.
Actually, no, I don't know who you are.
Well, yes, you do know who I am. We've spoken many times.
Well, no, I don't know who he is.
I think you've talked to him.
I don't care. I don't know who you are.
Well, I think you do know who I am. We've spoken.
No, I don't know who you are. Please take my word for it. I don't know who you are.
We have spoken. You don't remember talking to Dr. Jim Sadler? Yes, we have spoken. So?
Well, I don't recall. I don't doubt that we have spoken.
So I'm not very memorable. All right, well, you want to hit for the cycle tonight, don't you? Insult a gymnast who's trying to show his flexibility? And then insult me.
I'm not trying to insult you. I don't remember who you are.
Well, I'm a psychologist, Ms. Gray, which I know you do. You do know who I am. And
no, how many times do I have to tell this man?
You honestly don't remember him. I remember you talking to him.
Phil, I may have talked to him. I might have had a very involved conversation with him. But I don't remember. So I'm sorry if that offends you.
Well, I guess you do remember me because we had a conversation.
Well, all right, okay, yes, I do remember you.
Well, all right, she's trying to, you do remember me even though you're saying that you remember me because you're trying to insult me.
No, I'm saying I remember you to get you to shut up and move on to a new topic.
You know, I called in to this program, Ms. Gray.
Dr. Sandler.
No, hold on, Phil, hold on. I called into this program tonight to see if I could help you with the problem that you're having. And I'm not having a problem. Mr. Henry thinks I'm having a problem. You may think I'm having a problem. I'm not having a problem. I'm not having a problem.
I'm sorry for our video viewers. We didn't have the audio on.
Oh, well, what is that?
What'd you say, Phil?
For our video viewers, we didn't have our audio on. Dr. Sadler has joined us, and I apologize.
You didn't have the audio on your video feed?
Yeah, is that what you said? Yeah,
that's what I said. I had shut it down, and I didn't put it back on. I apologize.
Well,
can I start all over again?
If you want to. There's radio listeners that have heard the conversation. I don't know that you have to.
Well, I'm saying, Ms. Gray, you did speak with me.
No, I did not. I don't remember you. And that's just the way it's going to have to be.
That Dr. Sadler, you got to just leave it there, because if she doesn't remember you, she doesn't remember you, and I don't know how you can, you know, make it any different.
Well, you know what she's doing. This is a very classic ploy that's used by narcissists. We know it in psychology. It's called, in fact, it has almost a gymnastic-sounding name. It's called the circle back. The circle back is when you are passively, aggressively, all right, attacking someone, in this case saying that she doesn't remember me, all right, while you're talking about men performing sex acts on themselves. So the circle back,
let me guess, is this something that you named?
I did. Are you sure?
You named this.
Yes, I did. All right, now I know that neither one of you knows what I'm talking about, and she just asked me if I named it to further insult me. What does that mean?
Well, you seem to be very familiar with the topic of what I'm talking about. That's number one. Number two,
Phil, you know I'm a weightlifter.
Yes.
All right. I have a lot of flexibility. I have affected all kinds of gymnastic moves. I've never in my life considered giving myself a you-know-what just because I'm able to be that limber. Okay?
To be that what?
Limber.
He said limber?
Limber.
I said limber. Well, I know what you said. I know what it sounds like you said. And
limber. L-I-M-B-E-R.
Limber. Don't you hear too good? Limber.
You know, for a psychologist, you are really not very in control.
I am very much in control. And, you know, this is very classic passive-aggressive for a narcissist, Mr. Henry. What I'm saying, and then I'll let you go. Okay? Okay, Ms. Gray, are you there? Ms. Gray, are you there? See what she did? She hung up.
No, I'm here.
Then why didn't you say that you were there?
Why didn't you say you were there?
Just to hear him go ape.
So the passive-aggressive now turns to open hostility.
Wow. Is Margaret Gray still there?
Ms. Gray? Yeah.
See what I mean? Look at what a sick animal that was. Did you hear him? That's a man who needs his mommy. And I remember Vernon Dozier. He and I had a glass of white wine together once. And Vernon said to me, guys like that, there's nothing wrong with them other than the fact that they need their mama. I'm sorry, my voice cracked.
Yeah, you sounded like the Wicked Witch of the West there.
Oh, I did. So I'm making this really funny point, and all you hear is, oh, boy.
No, you're not making a very funny point. You mocked him. You made fun of him. You didn't listen to what he had to say. He's a psychologist. He could have helped you.
I don't need any help there, Sugar Ray. I don't need any help, Sherlock.
Sugar Ray?
That's right. I'm fine. The guy that needs help is the American gymnast that was trying to give himself a...
All right, well, are you leaving the venue?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm going to leave. I'm leaving the Olympics tomorrow morning, all right? I have one more event to go to.
Well, that's not very consistent of you. If you had a problem with what these guys did, and you had a problem with the swimmers pulling their pants down, then you'd leave today.
Well, I can't get a plane out of this godforsaken hole.
And you're talking about London, England.
Yes, I'm talking about London, England. By the way, I do have one other review that I want to mention. I heard that you and Jimmy Pardo were talking about it, and so I'm going to talk about it. Matt Lauer of NBC, you poor, poor man, to think that that was really the Queen jumping out of a helicopter.
He didn't think it was really the Queen. He was trying to be part of the show, and it failed miserably.
Oh, you better believe it.
Did she hang up?
Yeah.
You know something? That's the height of gall. The height of gall for her to be on this program talking all about these floor exercises. She runs that poor guy, Dr. Sadler, into the ground and then hangs up after she gets her Matt Lauer shot in. Nice going there, Margaret.
I told you, man, she don't do that.
Every freaking Olympics that woman covers, she's got a problem. All right, we're coming back to world famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445.
Unreal. Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Bill Hendry Show.
877-876-7445. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show, and on the line was Margaret Gray. She's hung up on us. She was in London, and I guess she's on her way back here, right?
Yeah, she said, if you're not going to take her serious.
No, I ain't taking her serious. She's got a problem. Every freaking Olympics, she's got a problem. She's calling up. The last time that we had her at the Olympics was what was it, bud?
Get you over to Salt Lake City. She thought a Greek guy was going to rape her.
There you go. That Greek guy was going to rape her. And she had reminded her of that guy she dated. And now here she is talking about the... that's the last Olympics we send her to, I'm telling you. 877-876-7445. Now, I know Frank Gray is at home and has been with Jason J. Delmonico throughout this entire episode of Margaret there at the Olympics. I guess you're used to her being... Frank, are you used to her being on the road?
Oh, yeah. You know, she's always... traveling with me anytime I go to the office, while her mother is in London.
Wait, you're talking about your son?
Yeah, I'm talking about Jason J. Delmonico. She'll travel with me to the office and...
No, I mean Margaret. Are you used to, when she goes away?
Oh, wow. When Margaret goes away, we're a couple of guys that are just hunkered down. I make her breakfast, and sometimes she'll make me breakfast, but I take Jason J. Delmonico to the office with me in the summertime, But, she wants to be with her friends, too.
No, I'm talking about Margaret now.
What about him? I'm telling you what I'm doing with my son. And
I understand. Okay, but so, all right, so do you ever worry about Margaret?
I don't worry about him. He can take care of himself, It's me being a father to my son. This is a great time, Phil, for me to be with her because otherwise, she's with her mother, and when Margaret gets here, all he wants to do is mollycoddle the boy, and I feel that if I can take her with me to the office and teach her about being a man, then she won't have to be under the wing of her mother, and all the things that he's going to do to her.
Frank, I got to tell you, every time anybody says to you that you've got this gender confusion, you don't know what they're talking about.
Well, I don't know what they're talking about. I get sick and tired of hearing about it. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about how every time you refer to a man, you call him her. Every time you refer to a woman, you call him him.
Yeah, sure. Boy, you really ought to go to a doctor.
No, you ought to go to the doctor because I'm not the only one hearing this.
And don't raise your voice. I got the name of a good doctor, okay? She's fantastic.
Really? What's his name?
I said she's fantastic. She's a lesbian.
Oh, that's right. He only calls females the right term when...
What are you babbling about?
Nothing. All right, well, it's very nice to know that you're a good father to your son, and thank you very much, Frank.
So now you're blowing off the nut, huh? Just because I said that I've got a lesbian doctor that you...
Thanks a lot. Get out of here.
Man, that thing is confusing.
You got that right. All right, so Margaret blew the whole gymnastics thing that was of the Chinese. A couple of reminders here. The Chinese won the all-around, so...
Who cares?
Well, I just, I wanted to keep it a secret, and I didn't know that she was going to go just blow the freaking information like that. Let's see what else we got going on here, man. As far as the Olympics go, I ain't going to say nothing. In fact, as a matter of fact, we've done enough reporting on the Olympics. Although, here is the USA Today's coverage of NBC's Monday Night Olympics. Now, this is from 27 minutes ago. Usually women's gymnastics, this is USA Today's coverage of NBC's Olympic coverage. Usually women's gymnastics and swimming, especially when U.S. swimmers are going for gold, are the biggest U.S. Olympic TV draws. NBC presumably didn't script the action held for its primetime coverage tonight, but it may well have. The U.S. women gymnasts have already sparked controversy, and Michael Phelps is going for his 18th Olympic medal. In a live blog of NBC's primetime coverage, I'll try to keep from somehow finding out what happened in today's already completed Olympic action. Well, I just told you, man, the men won the all-around, and I don't know whether Phelps won or not. As Bob Costas previews what's coming up on primetime and implies all this stuff has already happened, we can at least give him this. At least NBC hasn't pretended that this action, since it's after 1 a.m. in London, is happening live, although coverage is live to tape, meaning it's meant to sound live. The supply of divers from China is endless, says NBC's... Oh, look it, guys. What difference does it make, you know?
Well, I mean, if they're going to pretend like it's live...
You know, I remember... Let me just tell you this much, man. I don't care what they do. It doesn't make any difference to me. They can go ahead and report on what happened. That's what they're supposed to do, you know? I don't like it when these guys that are supposedly reporters are all of a sudden a part of the show. That's the part that bothers me.
What do you mean?
What I mean is this, man. We're not watching American Gladiator or Survivor. We're watching the Olympics, which means that this is a real-time event that should be covered objectively by the reporters that are there to report it. It doesn't mean that Matt Lauer goes, oh, wow, Queen Elizabeth is jumping out of a helicopter. Oh,
maybe he thought it was Queen Elizabeth.
There's no, he didn't know. He didn't think it was Queen Elizabeth. He was doing that for the show. So act like a reporter and report, man. You're not going to be sitting. I know that NBC's probably worried sick that unless they put on a good show, they're not going to get the rights to the next Olympic Games. It's an insult. It's an insult. Just be reporters, you know. Now, as far as the stuff that's happening, if you don't want people to know that this has already happened, then just have Bob Costas reporting on it live as it's happening so he won't have to pretend that it already happened.
Yeah, but what about stuff that's happening right then?
What about the stuff that's happening right then? I don't understand. What do you mean?
Well, like, if he's not live, let's say he's on the tape the same time that the swimming is.
Okay.
But there's something going on right now that we should know about.
There's something going on right now that we should know about. What if there's something going on right now that we should know about, they should televise it.
But they can't.
Why not?
Because there's the swimming's on.
No. Listen to me, will you? If Bob Costas is doing the studio garbage that he does, and he doesn't want to pretend like, you know, it's already, he doesn't want to pretend that it hasn't already happened, that it's actually, because that's what he's having to do, right?
I don't know. I lost you. Me too.
All right. Bob Costas is in the studio, and Bob Costas is live our time. He's not our time, but he's live. That means that the events that he's going to show have already happened, and most likely he already knows the results. But he's got to pretend like he doesn't know the results, and he's got to make it seem like it's really cool. The way to do that is not to have him pretend. The way to do that is to have him be there at that moment. So everything's on tape, including Bob Costas.
Yeah, but what about stuff that's going on now?
Like I said, if there's something going on now that really needs our attention, then show it.
What about Bob Costas?
Screw Bob Costas. You don't need him for that. You got a live event that's happening right now. You have those guys do that, and then we'll take it back to Bob Costas. They don't have to refer to the thing that already happened.
What?
Whatever it is, man. You understand what I'm saying? Let's say the swimming is happening right this moment, but the gymnastics already happened. So Bob Costas is there saying, all right, the gymnastics, and let's see who's going to win. I really don't know because I'm live right now. And then it turns out that the swimming's happening right now. Then you go to another host who's live. And that guy goes, and here's the swimming.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't he want to tell you about gymnastics?
Why should he have to tell you about the gymnastics? He's reporting on the swimming. And now back to Bob Costas, who's on tape. You could say that if you want to.
I don't know, man. It's kind of weird. How are they going to figure that out? There's a lot of stuff to keep track of.
Oh, well, they don't know anything about keeping track of stuff. They're in television. That's way beyond their ability. That's all they ever do in TV, is keep track of crap. This, that, something else. This little girl's crying. Did they win?
I don't know.
One of the girls is crying. I guess she won the gold medal or something. I don't know what the hell happened. All right, so that's my solution to that problem, and we'll have more we'll have more solutions to other problems coming up next hour. 877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show. We also have our news and information ahead, news and information hour ahead. Don't forget a backstage pass to our website. Gives you unlimited access to all of this marvelous stuff. You can watch our video cast nightly. You can listen to our podcast every day. You can listen to thousands of hours of archived material every day. You can check out our comment feed. You can, you'll be busy for days, months, years with a backstage pass. And we have episode 24 of the Free Phil Hendry Podcast. It's out right now. Check that out by hitting our podcast banner on the homepage. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Be right back with our news and information hour after this.
I don't remember the man at all. Come on, you remember me. No, I don't remember you.
Phil Hendry.